So always look at yourself and from a humble point of view. If you don't know, or even if you do know, don't assume that you're higher than your brother, because he senses it in you. Have you ever sensed that? Yeah, you can always sense it in the spouse really easy, except for my spouse. She's really good. But but you can sense that in people if they think they have the feeling that they are better than you. So it's important to establish that humility as we proceed along the path. If we have that humility, then the soul is happy to communicate with us. The channel between us and the soul is much clearer when the person has a humble attitude. And then he reaches a certain point where the petals begin to unfold, and then they unfold more and more quickly until he becomes an initiate. An initiate is one who initiates. Simple as that. We hear all kinds of stories. Well, initiate, you go through these ceremonies and perform these ordinances or whatever. But initiate is pure and simple, one who initiates. And the greater thing he initiates, the greater the initiate he is. Look at some of the great initiates in human history. Jesus, of course, is a great one because he began from his handful of teachings, began a church which has billions of people throughout the world honor his name and attempt to follow his teachings. So he initiated something that affected billions of people. Buddha did the same thing. But also non-religious people have initiated great things. Edison initiated the electric light. I mean, look at all the benefits we have from Edison initiating in his laboratory back 100 or so years ago. Abraham Lincoln initiated the freeing of the slaves. Without him, heaven knows how long it would have taken before the slaves would have been free. George Washington, the founding fathers, initiated the foundation of this country. That means that they were actual spiritual giants, comparatively speaking, because they initiated something that changed the whole world, eventually. Yeah.
Would Rosa Parks be considered an initiate now?
Yeah, she at least had a part in it. I've heard that there was other people cooperating with her that was part of a plan for her to stand up. I don't know if it was or not, that she didn't do it completely on her own. If she did it completely on her own, that would make her a greater initiate. If a group of people were behind the protest, then there might have been an initiate that we don't even know the name of that caused that to happen, you know. And maybe she was just cooperating with somebody else's idea, you know. It's just some things I've heard around that particular thing. Yeah.
I think a great example of who would be a initiate right now would be Dr. Matsumoto. He actually has initiated the idea of that our thoughts create impact into what we
yeah.
think. And so.
Yeah, with somebody like that, it would be hard to tell how great of an initiate he is for maybe a generation from now.
Right.
Yeah, because some initiates die and it looks like their ideas died with them, and then other people take them and run with them and produce great effects. So it's like, look at Jesus. When he died, he had 120 followers when he died. 120. All those great miracles he did, he only had 120 followers. Well, it looks like he was pretty much a ne'er-do-well. So.
Dr. Moto's books, I mean, I can really see, you know, how it's evolving. I mean, it's just petal after piece after piece. People
yeah.
were just like initiating, or, you know, he initiated something.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to Boise, you know, he initiated the spark that sort of has just kept evolving. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
I just wrote him today and just said how incredible I thought that his appearance here in Boise has made. It's made a difference. I mean, maybe not huge difference, not like Christ or something, but, you know.
Yeah, if an initiate does have that power to motivate other people to do things. So that power is a little contagious for some. Other initiates operate more from a quiet energy. Like I say, when Jesus died, he only had 120 followers, not nearly as many as Buddha when he died or some of the other teachers. But when he rose again from the dead, that made a tremendous impact, you know, something to really get things moving with. Yeah, it certainly got their attention. So the initiate passes on. You develop these different energies, and then you begin to get this desire to get things going. You either initiate yourself or you participate in a group that's initiating something, but you have this desire to help make things happen. And this is the next major step in the progression of the soul. Getting things to happen, getting things moving ahead, stimulating the evolution of humanity, being of service, being of worth to your fellow men. And then the final step is what is called the 12 labors of Hercules. What happens is you go around the zodiac clockwise for all your lifetimes until you reach the point where you become a fairly high initiate, where you obtain power to initiate in a way that can affect a very large number of people. When you reach this power, then you stop in your progression along the zodiac and you go counterclockwise. When you go counterclockwise, you're going against the grain all the way. Now, everybody says, or a lot of the New Age people say, well, what you need to do is just go with the flow, you know. Well, there's two flows. You have the flow of energy from the lower self and the flow of energy from the higher self, and they both go in different directions. So which flow are you talking about? You want to ask them. Next time somebody says go with the flow, say which flow? The lower flow or the higher flow? Because they're both going opposite directions. Well, we have to go with the lower flow until we reach the point to where we go against the flow and we reverse our trend through the zodiac. We reincarnate from sign to sign. It's not our black and white rule, but basically we go around the zodiac in our incarnations until we reach the point where we say, wait a minute, it seems like everything in this world is pretty much upside down from reality. I'm beginning to see things like in a mirror. And everything I thought was real isn't real. Everything I thought was valid is not valid. I'm seeing things in a different light, and now you're seeing things from a higher point of view. You look at this world and everything is pretty much upside down. So now what you have to do is you have to go with the higher spiritual flow, and everybody around you will be telling you, hey, you're going against the flow. What are you doing that for?
Which flow do you go?
Like Abraham Lincoln, almost everybody thought slavery was acceptable. Even in the North, they did. Most people did. And so he went against the flow. But to go against the flow, he used the flows that were available, because if he were a fanatic about it, he could have never got elected president. And some of the fanatics about freeing the slaves really criticized him a lot, because he wasn't fanatical enough about it. But he had his beliefs within him. He said from the time he was very young, if I ever get the opportunity to free the slaves, I will. He said that at the time he was very young. But then he didn't really concentrate on that as he was getting elected president. He got concentrated on saying the right things to get elected president. And then when he did have the opportunity, he issued the Emancipation Proclamation. A lot of people thought he was crazy for doing it, but that was against the flow, doing that. But that against the flow initiated a great service to humanity by freeing the slaves. And so what happens when the person reaches that point? He begins in Aries and then goes through Taurus and all the signs of the zodiac backwards. until his last one, his last labor is in Pisces. And Pisces is the labor of the world savior. And he performs 12 great labors in 12 different lifetimes. And if he fails in one, then he has to go back and do it over. And it may take more than 12 lifetimes because you're not always successful the first time.